You know, I want to get right down to it because this is a man I think we could all do with talking to and that we could all do with hearing from. Let me say hello to Benjamin Lee, who is on the phone with us. Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
How are you? I'm good. I tell you what, I am going to be all the better after talking to you because this stuff, it irritates me. I can't deny it. It really gets to me. It annoys me on a very personal level. It probably shouldn't, and that probably says more about me than it does about anyone else. But Benjamin Lee, you are a social psychologist. You focus on interpersonal relationships. And I have to say, I was reading what you released about Facebook and the relfies, as you call it, a relationship selfie, as in these insufferable couples who spend their life sharing things on Facebook. And firstly, let's go to the very start, though. A relfie, as you were calling it. Now, I like that term, by the way, as well. A relfie is a relationship selfie. So a selfie involving a couple in a relationship. Am I right?
Right. You see this all the time when you're traveling, right?
I was just in
Sydney, and in front of the Opera House, I could see hundreds of couples turning their iPhones on themselves and taking a picture of themselves with the Opera House behind them.
It's insufferable, right? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is. Absolutely.
Is there no part that's kind of nice?
No, Kira, there isn't. No, there is not. Me and Benjamin are in agreement on this. There isn't.
I don't hate them as much as you do. I actually I agree they're kind of cute, and I actually think there's some benefit to them in terms of one's own relationship.
You do.
So I assume we're going to talk a little bit about the research we did, but it's been actually misreported in the media that we said that people don't like those who take relfies, and that's actually not true. That's not what we found in our study.
Oh, okay. Well, let's clear it up, because you know what? You're right. I mean, we sometimes get people on who are academics such as yourself who have done considerable research, and then you'll see a nonsensically sensationalized headline about what you guys actually tried to endeavor to show, and then it can be very frustrating. So please, you fill me in on what people actually think of people who take relationship selfies, because I would love to know. What did you guys find particularly?
So we did find that people don't like those who post Facebook status updates that are all about their relationship.
Oh,
so if you're overly romantic and overly sentimental, you know, I love Jordan so much, I miss them so much, and you're posting that all over your Facebook wall, then people don't like you. But if you post a relfie, we actually found that didn't cause others to like you or dislike you, but it caused them to think your relationship was going really well.
Wow, really?
Okay.
If you post a relfie, it's assumed your relationship is really good, and it's actually true that it is, because we show that people who post these what we call a dyadic status, dyadic profile picture, or a dyadic status, right? They say on their Facebook profile that I'm in a relationship with so-and-so. People who do that are more satisfied with their relationship.
Wow.
And their friends and family know that. They can pick that up just from the information that's gleaned from their Facebook profile.
Out of interest, it's just something that I want to know. These relfies and the fact that people perceive it that you're in a good relationship, is it because the two people in the photograph are proud to be seen in a photograph together?
Yeah, I think so, right? They want to show their relationship off to their friends and family. If your relationship is going really bad, you probably hide it from everybody.
Right.
If it's going well, you show it off to people.
See, I'm amazed by this, because I always thought, like, I've seen, and look, obviously this is all anecdotal, and you guys did actual research, so you have a much greater insight than any of us would. But I always found that some of these relationships, it's exactly the opposite. There is no real me and you time, because they're always like, I just got dinner with my friend Kira, or whatever, and there's pictures. But you're saying that it actually means they're happier, they're healthier, and they're in a better relationship. So, I mean, there's us told. But you're saying, sorry to pick at it again, you're saying that people who post as in text posts, people dislike
statuses.
That. Yeah, statuses. But they like
right,
the photos.
Status updates. The status updates, people don't like it when you disclose too much about your relationship. But a relfie was neither positive nor negative in terms of what people thought about your relationship or thought about you. But it turns out those people actually have better relationships.
No way. Well, there you go. I always thought it was maybe they were compensating for something or, you know, whatever.
Because
but I guess not.
Need to kind of give every detail of their relationship and put it on out there to the internet and to kind of turn around to like, look at all my friends. Hey, look at us. We're so happy, you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
isn't
maybe
life
behind
amazing?
It all, you know, maybe they weren't that happy, you know. So this is interesting.
So as well as that, how many people did you have to, how did you go about gauging these reactions? How did you do it out of curiosity?
Yeah, so we did a couple of different studies. The first is a study where we got people to give us access to their Facebook profiles, right? So they basically, to join the study, you had to friend the study. So we as researchers had access to all of their profiles, and we could go through and mark whether they had a dyadic profile picture or a Relfie, or whether they noted they were in a relationship. Then we downloaded screenshots of these profiles and showed them to people who didn't know that couple at all, and had them gauge, hey, how satisfied do you think this person is?
Wow.
And then we asked the people in the relationships, how satisfied are you? And it turns out if you have Relfie, we think you're more satisfied, and it's true, you are more satisfied.
Wow.
Well, do you know what? I kind of agree with that, because I remember I used to go out with somebody.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, Chris, I give you €1,000 and I guarantee you, you would maybe be able to find two photos of us together.
So like you and him never posed for photos?
Not really. Oh. He absolutely hated posing for photos.
So do I, though. I mean, that's not, you know, it's not that we're not proud to be seen with ladies.
I know, but also I think that having a photo with your other half, I think it's really important.
It is. You see, here's the problem now as well, because with Facebook and Twitter and everything, if you have a photo of yourself with your other half, well, that means you ain't, you know, getting any potential action on there, you know? It's kind of like wearing a wedding ring. Internet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Certainly. It's a way to claim your partner, right?
Yeah, see, this is it.
You post the Relfie and tag them in it, and you let everybody know, this is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend, and you better stay away.
See, this is exactly it, man. That
so
is kind of
like
what's going on there.
It's marking your territory on the internet.
Yeah, it's very publicly doing it, very categorically doing it, because once the guy is tagged in it, the girl is tagged in it, that's everything out on the open. So this is interesting. You say you went through, you know, a lot of people, and that you showed them the pictures, and you say, how is that? Are they happy in the relationship? Or are they not happy? Genuinely very interesting, I have to say.
I do. I have to find the whole study of if you're in a strong relationship, viewers can pick up on that.
That's amazing. How?
That's amazing. Is incredible, because I remember there was this girl that I used to work with, right? And she used to be crying into her cornflakes in the morning, you know? And then 10 minutes later, I'd see her put these, you know, amazing photographs of her smiling on Facebook. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? I was consoling you in the kitchen 5 minutes ago. And now you're putting these, to me, fake messages of, oh, look how happy I am, onto Facebook to fool everybody.
No.
And I guess the only person she was lying to was herself.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, look, to Benjamin, he says that those are actually a stronger indicator.
Yeah, I mean, this is actually not research necessarily about Facebook, but it's a research about making first impressions of somebody and how little information you need about somebody to kind of understand them. There's a whole literature, a lot of research on this idea of meeting somebody very quickly. Malcolm Gladwell talks about it in his books, this idea of a thin slice of behavior. You meet somebody just for a moment, and you have a really good insight into their personality and who they are. And this is just another manifestation of that. Just with a little bit of information about somebody's relationship, like their Facebook page, you have a pretty good gauge on who they really are and how the relationship is going.
It's scary, isn't it? How much we give away, even from a profile picture.
But even engagements, even if you talk about engagement photos and engagement announcements on Facebook, it's gone from, you know, getting on the telephone and ringing your nearest and dearest to, oh my God, we have to take a photo and we have to post this on Facebook.
It's like a press release.
It's like a press release.
I know people who like Photoshop those photos to make sure they look as well as possible. It's ridiculous. But look, Benjamin, we'll let you go because this is cool and this is what I wanted to talk to you about. And I'm amazed, I have to say, with what you found. I honestly thought, hand on heart, it would have been the opposite. I thought those people would all have been trying to prove something to themselves. I thought it would have been amazing. But according to Benjamin Lee, the reality is that if you have a picture with yourself and your partner, your significant other on Facebook, you guys are probably in a healthier relationship. Are you willing to show it off to the world? Benjamin, I'm not overstating that, am I?
No, that's definitely the way we think about these results.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Well,
look.
I get that, because if someone is proud enough to be with you, well, then they want everyone to know that they're with you. And I think that's incredible.
Well, there you go, I guess. Well, that's a positive note to end it on, isn't it? Well, there you go. Well, Kira, I hope your future husband has nothing but pictures of you on his Facebook. And I hope the header is a picture of you.
I hope he's not on Facebook.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, fair enough.
Benjamin, I got off Facebook about a year and a half ago because I started to really dislike people.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you can analyze from that. But myself,
well, maybe
Chris,
they were talking about their relationships too much on Facebook, and that's why you disliked them.
I think that's
what
it was.
We definitely did show that in our study.
Yeah, maybe I just didn't like their stupid status updates. But anyway.
Yeah, also it shows what imbeciles people are on Facebook. But look, never mind any of that. Benjamin Lee, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about this, because this is very interesting. I'm also glad as well we got to clear up some of the very inaccurate headlines that are going around about this.
And also, Chris, we learned a new term called Relfie.
Relfie, I know. Benjamin, did you come up with that term?
I did with a couple of my colleagues.
Very clever.
We were drinking beers one night and came up with that name.
I love it. But look, okay. Benjamin, thank you for coming on. Benjamin, as well, is a member of the Department of Psychology at Haverford College since 2001, I'll have you know. And in 2011, he co-founded, you should check this out actually, it's really cool, scienceofrelationships.com. Scienceofrelationships.com. I'll say it once more so you can go online and have a look. Scienceofrelationships.com.
I probably will not leave this website.
No, Kira is big into this kind of stuff. So look, Benjamin, thank you for coming on with us this evening.
Thanks for having me.